Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
And your home for Royals baseball.
Fastball hit high in the air, deep left field, way gone into the bleachers. A two-run homer for Bobby Witt Jr.
Watch The Drive by subscribing on our YouTube channel or listen on demand with the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is always going to stand on principle. Dippin' Dots are incredible. Red Lobster is the best restaurant that America has to offer. And baked beans are trash.
You're listening to Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan. Here's CDOT.
Well, I can already tell that the text line's going to be supremely disappointed when they hear my voice. So many people. Is CDOT going to be on after the Royals game is over? Answer, no. Carrington's off today. Logan Weber filling in for him here on The Drive after the first Royals spring training game of 2026. And I'm sure we'll get to that here in the hour and a half or so that we've got remaining in the program here on this Friday afternoon. Rob producing the show as always, 913-586-7965 is our number. You know, it's the off season. There's a ton to get to still in the world of football, but there are days where it seems like the lead story just kind of jumps out at you without you even really having to think about it. Today kind of feels like one of those days, you know, and not necessarily along the lines of the Chiefs just won a Super Bowl, the Royals won a World Series, or the Chiefs leaving Arrowhead to go to Kansas. Not quite at that level. But when I'm scrolling through social media and I come across an article that has the lead of the article, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce sued. I'm sorry. That's going to stop me directly in my tracks. What do you mean Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce are being sued, and why? Can we expound on that just a little bit? Well, I'll go ahead and do it for you. I've got it from Michael Rothstein of ESPN. A sneaker company is suing Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, along with the partners of their restaurant, 1587 Prime, alleging trademark infringement. This story is bizarre for so many reasons, but the biggest reason behind it, and this is where I feel like this sneaker company has absolutely no leg to stand on. The suit is alleging that 1587 Sneakers started selling their shoes with that brand name on April 13th of 2023. However, the company did not file or apply for the 1587 trademark until October of 2025. Meanwhile, the steakhouse, the 1587 Prime restaurant that Mahomes and Travis Kelce own and operate, that company applied for the same trademark in December of 2023. So you're filing a lawsuit alleging trademark infringement despite the fact that they applied for the trademark 2 years before you did. Yes, I understand that you began operating before them, but you didn't have the trademark. So how in the hell do you expect to win this lawsuit? It makes absolutely no sense. Not to mention the fact that the trademarks fall under two completely different categories.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
The 1587 Prime trademark that Kelce and Mahomes applied for and got is under the restaurant and bar category. The sneaker company's trademark is clothing. Yeah, somebody in the text line's like, it's a non-story. It will get thrown out before it sees a judge. It's a money grab. Oh, you're damn right. This is an absolute money grab. This is, I mean, for nothing, for no other reason, there's no way they expect to win this lawsuit. This is a marketing thing. Like, this is a genius marketing strategy of, hey, we have the same name as Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes' restaurant. How can we get people to, lump us in? How can we get people to associate our brand with a brand like Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes? Oh, let's sue them. Right? Oh, let's just, so that way we rise into the news. We get people talking about it. Yes. I fell for it. I'm an idiot. It's borderline genius. I just hope that they're not paying an outstanding amount of money to a lawyer or a set of attorneys to actually try to litigate this whole thing. I just couldn't believe it. I'm just scrolling on social media and somebody's like, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce sued. Hold on a minute. I need to click on that article and read it because that's the wildest thing I've heard today. Somebody said Mahomes and Kelce should sue the sneaker company. I mean, they would win, no question. And probably put the sneaker company out of business. I don't know if that's necessarily what Mahomes and Kelce would be looking for in that situation.
Has anyone ever heard of that sneaker company before?
No.
Like, it's not like Mahomes and Kelce named their steakhouse Nike or Adidas.
And it's not like they did it to spite this apparent sneaker brand.
Correct.
It's their numbers that they wear.
Mm-hmm. If they wore 5 and 81, that would be what it's called. But the sneaker company did what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to be in the news today and get people talking, and that's what it's doing. But I can't imagine any self-respecting judge. Now, I don't know a lot of judges, so maybe I'm not the lawyer, but I can't imagine a judge says, hey, they had this trademark in 2023. You guys had it in 2025. The lawsuit goes on. It feels like a PR stunt more than anything by this unknown shoe brand.
Yeah. I mean, it is an Asian American shoe company that I'm just, apparently they were on Shark Tank at one point. Or at least that's on the Shark Tank blog website for some reason.
Also, and I apologize for interrupting, this might be stupid by me. How does it affect the trademark at all? Because isn't the steakhouse 1587 Prime? There's that other word
Correct.
In there, Prime.
Yes, like, there's an additional word. Like, not to mention they fall under completely different trademark categories. Like, I don't see how this, there's no way this goes anywhere. 1587 Sneakers does have an Instagram page with a whopping 12,800 followers. For comparison, Mahomes and Kelce combined might have 10 million. Like,
does their steakhouse have an Instagram? I bet their steakhouse has an Instagram. They're too social media savvy. Their wives and fiancés are too social media savvy. I guarantee they outfollow that shoe company by a large number.
1587 Prime does have an Instagram account. 88,400 followers. Patrick Mahomes himself on Instagram has a ridiculous number of followers. Same thing with Travis. I mean, like, folks, what are we doing? I mean, I honestly have to believe that this is just sort of a marketing ploy. But according to the article, the sneaker company is asking for the restaurant group to no longer use the name, saying it causes confusion. Confusion for who? I think it's much more likely that people are Googling the restaurant and finding your shoe company, and that's more confusing for them than people Googling your shoe company and finding the restaurant. There's no way it's more confusing the other way around. The company also wants the restaurant to stop selling goods with the name on it and to be awarded unspecified damages. You are out of your damn mind if you think that that's going anywhere. No way, dude. Mahomes and Kelce will be able to hire an army of lawyers if they feel like it. You stand no shot in a court of law if it even gets to that point. That is the dumbest thing I think I've read all day today.
On Aspire with Emma Greed, we talk about mindset, ambition, and the work that actually moves the needle. Listen to Aspire with Emma Greed, available where you get your podcasts.